Norm Gregory, KJR, 1970s and 90s.
Wow, you've really bridged the gap, as they say. I'm Gary Shannon, and the 70s reunion continues. On the new KJR FM.
Norm Gregory and Gary Shannon.
Yes, it's more than just a reunion week for all of those who were here during the 70s, but this is our reunion.
Norm and Gary's reunion. Well, for a lot of people, KJR was Norm and Gary. Norm and Gary was KJR. We were on in the evenings from, what, about 69, 70, 71, 72, mm-hmm. and we were so instrumental in the formative years of so many of Seattle's teenagers that...
Yes, we were the role models.
And that's probably why we're having so many problems today.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because they're now adults.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that as I flew into Seattle. Well, the people who are regular contributors to Levity Limelight, how did they turn out? Did they become fine, upstanding citizens? Are they contributing to the process of good government in the city?
We did this feature called Levity Limelight at 9:20 each night. And kind of explain it, what it was, Gary.
Well, actually, it was a chance for people to write in jokes to us.
Yeah, it started out, we got criticized for some of the humor that we did on the air. We said, oh, well, okay.
Yeah, hey, talk this, baby. Yeah.
So they did. So they sent us jokes, and we put together a little feature every night where we put the limelight on the levity.
Yeah, and what really happened is the people that took the time to write us the jokes also made comments about you and I and about the show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In essence, they became the star of Levity, the stars of Levity Limelight. We kind of sat back and read their letters.
We did, and made a lot of fun of them.
We did, and that was another thing. I mean, these people, you would think that they're like in the Michigan Militia or something.
Well,
you know, some wacko thing, you know?
Gary Shannon's here for reunion week.
Yeah, we're on the mother giant of the northwestern skies. We actually said that back in the 70s, didn't we? The Cars, let's go!
Norm Gregory, my old pal Gary Shannon.
Yeah, together again.
Together again for a little while tonight, and then we're packing up and heading out to the airport. The Imp is coming in tonight. We're putting together a big welcoming party. There'll be hundreds, if not thousands, clogging the gates of Northwest Airlines about 8:30 when the Imp rolls into town and walks off the plane in his toga.
You know what? For those of you that didn't know, the Emperor and Norm and I all worked in one city at one time.
We're going to bring back a Levity Limelight. We did this show for about 3 or 4 years in the evening, about 9:20, and it was something. And we have found from the archives an actual Levity Limelight episode, which will be airing next year.
Oh, I bet the cassettes are rolling out there. Well, the time has come to reminisce. Yes. Remember the magic of a feature that we did. What was it? 9 o'clock? We did it
9:20, I believe.
9:20.
This is an actual tape from 1971, I believe. I'm just prefacing this, disclaiming this all over the place, because, first of all, but the quality of not only the tape and the technical quality of this,
what,
but the quality of the performances. This is a long time ago, and we were...
Are you distancing yourself from this this bit?
Is it working? So, here we go. Oh, by the way, it was sponsored by a local men's store. I don't know if the Squire Shops are still in business or not, are they? Well, how would you know? You've been here for 10, 15 years.
I know.
The last time you were here, the Squire Shops were here.
Love that place.
So, here's Levity Limelight. KJR, 1971.
The Squire Shop brings you Levity Limelight. Now, here's those two nitwits of our town. Golly, it's Norm and Gary.
Oh, I never lose enthusiasm from when 9:20 comes around. My body's ready for it. Or
it's a few other places your body's ready for, too.
Hey, this is, I'd like to say hi to Lonnie Ann Stroud and Jodine K. Slusher.
I'll take two of them to go, please.
This is from, where is this from? Yeah, I don't know.
Toby Dayton wrote a letter. This is a postcard.
I'm not...
Before cookies came.
I'm not finished.
Oh, yes, you are.
Dear Norm and Gary, our opinion of Lemony Limelight is it's stupid.
Besides that, it stinks.
This program could really reek, but we'd still dig it. You should have more good jokes. And some of those corny ones we've heard on it, it depends on your mind which way you take our joke. Most people like it, and we hope you guys do, too. Oh, one of these kind of racy ones.
You gonna read the joke?
Why is Betty Crocker in the hospital?
Oh, she burned her buns.
Yeah.
Toby Dayton, speaking of Betty Crocker, we have to give equal time to the other side. Send a letter to...
Maybe is Toby Dayton a part of the counterculture?
Yeah, the same culture that produced penicillin and a lot of other fungus. So... No, just kidding. She sent a letter in. Really, Toby, we love you. She sent a letter in to Sorry Mental Steve. Remember that letter we got from...
Cookies were a little crunchy around the edges.
Remember that letter we got about Sorry Mental State? Well, Toby took it seriously and sent a letter to Sorry Mental State, 2600 26th Avenue West. And, of course, there's no such address because we're on Southwest, and this ain't no Sorry Mental State.
Who lives... Where does Toby come from?
Bremerton.
Why doesn't somebody straighten her out?
She lives on East 9th over in Bremerton.
Well, somebody's got to be over there on East 9th.
Anyway, dear deacons... Oh, no, dear deans, I heard about your service on Levity Limelight this evening, and I would like the brochure and information on enrollment. During this past year, I have found that I'm in great need of your service. Please include two application forms, as I have a friend whom desires your services also. P.S., if this is not the correct address, please send back to me. Thank you. I don't know why I even read that. Anyway, the post office got a big giggle out of it.
Yeah. Okay, what are we doing now?
Well, we've got to pause in the action. Let's suppose.
Pause the car.
Giving Levity Limelight is a little strange.
Yeah, really?
The Squire Shop would like to remind you that there are still a few good things left in life, like Kennington. This is John from Tacoma. King and body shirts mean the wildest collection of knit patterns, including stars and stripes, one-tone knits, raspberry t-shirts in various color tones, and a new patchwork design.
Oh.
So take your body, put it in Kennington, and start having fun. Take a 7-day weekend at the Squire Shop, the sportswear specialist in the Northwest.
Got a letter from the Buckley sisters.
Take your body, Norm.
Why, you got your tow truck here tonight? Buckley sisters ride in, Norm and the bearded one. Long time, no scribble. After all this time, we thought you guys had rid yourselves of Lloyd E. Baby when your program switched to 920, but Lloyd has his editorial on the same time on a contemporary station located across the radio dial. We sent Lloyd E. Cooney a BS special anniversary cake celebrating his 1,000th stutter this year on televised editorials.
What's a BS what?
That's a Buckley sister, BS special anniversary cake. Now we are awaiting an editorial dealing on food poisoning received in the mail or vicious threats on his life. Anyway, a lot of jokes here. Some of them have been trimmed down because of time and good taste. Yes, folks, we really do eliminate some things from this program because of good taste. Why did the little boy tiptoe past the medicine cabinet?
Didn't want to wake up the...
Almost.
Preparation H?
No, that's what? Ringo's new record. No, because he didn't want to wake up the sleeping pills. Why do worms get all shook up when the red robin comes bop, bop, bopping along?
Oh.
Take it away, Gary.
Gentlemen. It's the Bremerton Bummer,
Mickey Van
Essen. Yeah, greetings from Bremerton. Norm, how's your mouth? I hope the loss of your teeth didn't affect that marvelous little giggle.
Giggle.
Hey, congratulations.
It's still in there. Oh, thank you.
No, not to you. But she's congratulating. she's just got her license in the Bremerton.
Really?
Yeah, the law enforcement agencies. A good thing we broadcast this one over the air.
Kitsap County thought they had a lot of traffic control problems before.
This just might be the crunchier tonight.
I hope so.
An ugly lady carrying a duck walked into the bar. The drunk... The drunk beside her looked over and asked, "Where did you get that pig?" It's not a pig, it's a duck, that lady replied. To which the drunk retorted,
I love this one.
I was talking to the duck. Okay,
I don't get it.
Thank you for stuffing our mailbag. This has been Levity Limelight, a Squire Shop presentation. Inspiration from Mr. Cutty Sark. But remember, we all are one, and when we are all together. This has been a composite. Radio does not really exist. Your water is running.
Man, that was very, very painful. That was,
yes,
that was Levity Limelight from 1971, and Norman Gary is signing off. We can't stay in town after that.
I got the car started.
Hi, this is the husband of the notorious Bremerton Bummer, and I just wanted to tell you how much of a kick my wife got out of here and her joke told on the radio again after this long.
Oh, on Levity Limelight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
we played 11 Limelight from 1971, maybe.
Yep.
And she heard it?
Yep.
Oh, that is just hilarious.
Yeah, she loved it.
she was
just jumping all over the place.
That's very funny. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, she's still telling them, too.
For Smith landing a SeaTac, the imp at this very moment is probably looking down on the Emerald City, the metropolis he once ruled in the 70s. Indeed. Emperor Smith will rule on the radio tomorrow.
The FAA clearing out the airspace, making sure that and the plane can fit.
Hi, Norm Gregory.
Hello there, I'm Gary Shannon.
Gary Shannon!
Norm, I remember you from the 70s!
Thank you. Gary's in town for our 70s reunion week, which wraps up with one heck of a party.
And you gotta be there to meet the 70s guys.
Which of the guys are in their 70s?
Oh, I don't know.
It's Saturday night at the Hyatt Regency Bellevue.
Call Ticketmaster at 628-0888 for your 70 reunion celebration tickets, which include
dinner and dancing. Yes, Gary will be dancing with you if you'd like.
To live music of the Magic Bus. Thanks to Conadina,
the Washington Fire Commission,
Tim's Cascade Chips,
Spencer Gift Store,
American Airlines,
Brenner Brothers Baking,
and McDonald's.
From the greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7,
the new KJR-FM.